from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Arun, the internet tech outage on Friday is a stark reminder of our reliance on computers here in today's age. What lessons do you think that we can learn from this outage that really caused some havoc for airports, hospitals, first responders, and others on Friday?
As people know, I mean, this is one of those things that, you know, we could have easily avoided, right? These are essentially problems created by solutions, right? If you think about what really is going on over here, this is a solution that created a huge problem. What was the solution? Basically, this is an endpoint protection. So think of it like a virus protection that's being launched on everybody's devices automatically, which is one of the things that CrowdStrike does. And because they don't want users to remember to do it, they did it for them. And once the patches were updated, there was a flaw in the patch. And that basically downed every device where the patch had been installed. So now that we rely on computers and everything is automated, even the stuff that we used to do ourselves, we're going to face many more such problems unless we have a very strong incident response plan. And this is something that every one of us needs to do. This is a lot easier for the smaller businesses, for individuals to be able to do, than it is for these big corporates that buy everything centrally, that have only one type of operating system working to do, right? So this impacted every, you know, out there, every Windows 365 Windows user out there who had a Microsoft system that was live, usually the big corporate. So this is why we're seeing this hurting hospitals, hurting healthcare, hurting bigger firms. So if you're a small business, if you're an individual, you can roll this back. You can have a redundancy built in where you have some kind of a paper backup. And that, you know, is an incident response strategy that you need to have, assuming that something like this is going to happen sooner or later. And it did.
Does outages like this, or should this outage, sound any alarm bells for those in the cybersecurity field when it comes to the potential of future outages similar to this, or even something worse where somebody may try to create an outage?
This outage was not an attack of any form. We know that. However, we've had attacks that have done very similar things. If you remember in 2021, we had an outage in the Colonial Pipeline hack. So there was a ransomware attack that, you know, hacked into a petroleum pipeline, a petroleum refinery system, and it downed systems. We had gas lines all over the country on the eastern seaboard for about a day. Very similar, gas prices went up. We had a shortage for about a day or two. Now, in every one of these hacks, you know, one of the things we need to pay attention to is what is going down. It's not some essential system. This is not some, you know, if it comes to an airline, a flight controlling system. This is basically billing. This is basically ticketing. With Colonial Pipeline, it was accounting. So it's everyday processes that are getting broken into or hacked or disrupted. These are the processes that we have now automated almost completely. Think of it like a digital address books, right? We no longer have physical address books. So if your digital address book fails, that's about it. You can't contact anyone. Having a backup in these kind of circumstances for essential stuff, the stuff that you know is going to be critical to you, is important. Now, you don't have to have a complete address book, but you can have those essential numbers. So in the same light, you want to do similar things. Essential services, your essential, if it's accounting, if it's ticketing, you got to have a backup system. And that's what an incident response plan helps you do. So we're going to see this happen more and more because systems are more connected. We're relying on it from everything from our address book to, you know, online shopping. Everything is online. And so this is one of those things that we're going to have to keep preparing ourselves for so it doesn't happen again. Or doesn't impact us to the extent it does, even if it does happen.
You talked about having some backups for certain things like address books and other matters. What other ways can we better prepare ourselves for an outage like this potentially happening the next time?
I mean, the most important thing is, you know, we call this an incident response plan. An incident response plan is you prepare for an eventuality, just like you have a disaster plan, right? You know, businesses have to do it, especially big businesses out there, right, which rely on a lot of this technology for everything that they're doing, for billings, for instance, for ticketing, if it's an airline. They need to have a backup plan, assuming that something's going to happen, and prepare for it. Have a contingency plan. Have a contingency paper backup. So it takes about a day, in this particular case, a day or two, for the systems to come back online, to be rebooted, to be repatched. We need to have enough time for the other systems to come back and have that paper entries coming in at the same time. And that's something you've got to plan for. And since we know these are happening and these are going to happen, planning for it is really important. And I think, you know, this is important for bigger businesses to prepare for. You know, be prepared with these kind of incident response plans so that the next time something like this happens, either because it's a breach or if it's just a system outage caused by some kind of error like this one, you're prepared for it. And so the downtime is not so long. Right now, we're talking about a downtime of about a day, maybe two, until the patches are restored and everything comes back online. It could be even a busy weekend, and then, you know, all the airlines have to catch up on, you know, the backlog. So it could be about a week for us to get back on. That's too long. You should be able to recover from this in maybe 1 or 2 or 3 days at the most.
And is there anything just for the general resident in the public that might be able to, anything that you could advise them where something right. happens, whether it be something as simple as just like having cash on hand for certain transactions or right. what they may need to know traveling through an airport or something like that?
Right. In this particular case, you know, if you're traveling through an airport, there really isn't anything you can do if the systems are down, right? But for ourselves as individuals, this is something we can all control. We can control our systems and the backups we have. Often what's happening now is most of us are going online for everything. You know, even our licenses are online in New York State now. Having a paper backup, assuming that it's not going to work or assuming something's going to fail, just a few essentials, a little bit of cash, your, you know, some paperwork to demonstrate who you are, having some cash on hand, having a little bit of these contingencies built in, they could help you in ways when these kind of systems go down in ways in which no one else can. And that's something every one of us can do. And if you're a small business right now, identify your essential services. Identify what is critical to your business functioning and create a paper backup for it. Don't rely on online systems built on top of online systems to presume that none of them are going to fail, because eventually there's these kind of failures which impact all of them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.